Welcome everybody to a special 90 Day Fiancé Fridays on a Monday night so we could talk about the tell-all for The Last Resort and Diaries.
Welcome, everybody. It's been
Welcome.
a double feature night, right?
Yeah, it's a very late night for us.
So I have to bring up something real quick. So I was told that the 90 Day Fiancé single house, the Last Resort single house, was going to air after the Last Resort, but there hasn't been one trailer for it. So now I'm beginning to think it's actually going to air after Diaries.
Oh, and then what about Single Life?
Well, this, I told you the Single Life hasn't even casted yet. Well, they have like one or two people casted, is what I was told. So they are nowhere near airing because they haven't even filmed anything. They filmed the Last Resort Single House in place of the Single Life. So when they would have been filming the Single Life, they filmed the Mexico Single House. So there is no Single Life filmed. So I think we're looking at December, if this year at all.
No, so it's going to be a situation where it's like it happened so long ago, it's going to feel dated.
Well, yeah, the people that they're dating on there probably won't be together anymore, that type of stuff. Yeah. But yeah, they have nothing filmed because I know a few names that are going to be on the new season of The Single Life, and they haven't filmed nothing. And they're still in the casting process.
True. So what did you think of the tell-all tonight?
I mean, it was slow. But it was necessary. There were other people there, so I knew that we had to visit them, Julia and Brandon and Stacy and Florian. Like, I knew that there were gonna be people on there that I didn't want to see. But, that it is what it is. So part three hopefully will be better, but I'm thinking part one might be the best version of what we're gonna get. Like, you know how they save the best for last? I think they saved the best for first. And I don't think that we're going to get anything as explosive as the first like 10 minutes of last week's tell-all. I think that was the whole tell-all. That 10 minutes was the
Yeah.
whole tell-all, and then everything else is just collateral damage.
So there's only one episode left, right?
Yeah, there's only
Yeah.
one episode left of the tell-all. I was told it could be 2 hours. I haven't checked on the DVR yet, so I'm not sure.
And then, so do we know if Matt will show up?
I was told he was there.
Yeah.
So whether or not they used the footage, I don't know. I mean, well, I can't say that they filmed them. I'm just saying that he was physically there. He could have been in the back. I
Yeah,
was
because
told.
I made that tweet where I was like, why is Matt calling on the phone? He could just get two cups and a string and call Jasmine.
Yeah. And I'm pretty sure he's gonna be on the show. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah. And wasn't he was kind of talking shit about Gino on the phone, wasn't he?
He definitely has a huge issue with Gino, which is really funny because he doesn't know Gino and he's banging Gino's wife. So it's like, what do you have an issue with him for? You already have what he had. Like, I can't understand why he has like this issue with Gino, because he when she called him on the Last Resort the first time,
I'll
he
be
was
right back, you guys. I'm not logging off. I'll be right back, okay?
He
Sorry.
was like, I don't like the way you treat her or whatever. And Gino was like, that's not what we're doing. He was like, we're not talking about our relationship. You're just the F boy that she Fs on the side. Like, that's not what we're doing. You're not a freaking counselor. Like, we're not having that type of conversation. But I feel like he's acting like he's the counselor. Like, you can't be the side dick and the counselor. You have to pick one. You can't be both.
Yeah, I don't, that's true. And then I don't know. Yeah, like okay, for the tell-all though, would you give it a pass fail? Like on the pass fail scale, is it a pass or a fail for this episode?
I mean, it was okay. Like, we had the Julia and Brandon stuff, and it was okay. It was a filler episode. We had to get through what happened on the season. Like, it was to ex be expected, right? Like, when you go to draw blood at the doctor, you're not looking forward to them stabbing you and draining your blood out of your arm, but you got to get through it. That's how I felt. Like, you got to get through it. I could have skipped it, but I didn't know what was going to happen, so I had to be there. So, I didn't see anything interesting, but I had to be there.
True. I'm just going through some of my tweets. I will say they had me for a second with Sophie's 93-year-old sugar daddy.
Yeah, that would have been a really fun story. I was really on board with that. And then it's funny because when I heard it, I was like, I don't not believe it. Right? I was like, it sounds crazy, but I was like, it's Sophie. She's never had a job since she's been here. And I don't think her mom has ever had a job in her life. It's like, I don't not believe it. Right? Like, I feel like if Sophie had the chance to bang Hugh Hefner and live in the mansion, back when that was happening, Sophie would have did that.
Yeah, I don't think she's above that.
No, not at all. I feel like Sophie is not above sleeping with somebody for a purse. I'm just saying, right? Like Natalie's not above with sleeping with somebody for rent money. I don't think Sophie is above sleeping with somebody for rent money. I don't feel like she is.
You think when they played the clip of Jasmine on Between the Sheets saying the Sophie Sugar Daddy story, I mean, I forget what my question was going to be, but just I guess it just showed how Jasmine is so gossipy. But do you think Jasmine was upset that they played that clip for Sophie, or she knew that this is part of the game?
Oh no, I think Jasmine was cool. I don't think Jasmine really cares if her and Sophie are cool or not. I think Jasmine is only cool with Jasmine. So she, a normal person would have been like, "Oh my God, you're ruining my friendship by playing that." I think Jasmine was like, "Oh well, more camera time for me. And if Sophie doesn't like me, then I don't like her either." Like I don't think Sophie or Jasmine had a real deep connection, but I feel like Jasmine would ruin any friendship for camera time.
True.
The only person Jasmine cares about is Jasmine. That's it.
Yeah, not even any of her kids. You're right.
No.
Actually, very accurate. Her kids can, they're like number 43 on the list. It's Jasmine, 1 through 42, and then number 43 would be one of her kids.
True. I don't know. Yeah, the tell-all didn't really inspire many like live tweets from me, I will say. But I'm trying to think, what other interesting moments were there?
I tweeted. It wasn't really. I don't think I'm gonna get any awards for the tweets tonight, but I put some out there. But no, I don't really think.
I mean, you could tell that you could tell it was like a lame episode when they had Julia, put on the mask and try to do like a skit in the middle of the episode.
Yeah, I posted a picture of that. The dog mask.
Yeah.
Yeah, you knew they didn't have a lot to work with when.
When they're doing like corny skits in the middle of the show, then there isn't really that much tea dropping.
No. And they had to bring Darcy and Georgie on just to make the Florian and Stacy stories, stick. So, they didn't have a lot to work with.
True.
Well, Brandon and Brandon's parents sure lighten the mood. Like they're like, it's okay.
Well, they were literally on a swingers cruise. So you can't really get like them like talking about fidelity and cheating. They're literally reporting from a singles or a swingers cruise or whatever you call it. So they don't see any issue with cheating because they literally were there to sleep with people that they just met. So like they don't care.
Okay, this is a dumb question. If Stacy is going through menopause, then that means Darcy is going through menopause as well, right?
Yeah, I mean that's technically yes. Women can literally go through menopause at any age after 40, I think, or is it 50? Don't quote me on this, but it varies by the woman. But technically, yes. More than likely, they both would be going through it around the same time.
True. And then, I mean, do you think Darcy being there even added anything to the show?
No. Now, I think Darcy and Stacey are going to come back up on a show soon. That's why we saw all four of them together. That's just my thoughts. I don't know that. Like, no one has verified with me what or why or what show, but I think that they're going to be back. And they just put them on because they were getting us ready for their return. That's just my thought.
I'm actually like more interested in talking about diaries, so should we like shift the diaries?
Yeah, that had more substance to it, I guess, than the
More content.
The tell-all was the tell-all. Nothing really caught my attention tonight. It was all stuff that I kind of already knew.
Yeah, I mean, as far as the tell-all though, I think, yeah, definitely the first episode was explosive and then the second was a dud, and then I think they're going to save like more good stuff for the third episode, because usually the way the human brain and memory works is you'll remember the first thing you experience and then you'll remember the last thing you experience. So if you remember two good experiences, you're going to say that was like awesome tell-all, and you'll forget about the shitty second episode.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. They'll end with a bang, and I think that, we saw Sophie is going to be on Diary, so Sophie will have a lot of scenes in the last episode of the tell-all. Probably so will Rob, because Rob will be on the singles house. They're just setting us up for the next thing. That's all they're doing.
So as far as the diaries, so somebody wanted me to ask, like, well, somebody asked us on Twitter. There are some scenes where obviously they're doing like the self-recording, but some of the scenes felt like another person was recording as well, like a professional. So did you notice that at all?
I did notice you are allowed to have like friends or people film for you. So they don't send a crew out for diaries. It doesn't matter who you are. So if there was somebody that was like filming, it wasn't a professional camera, but there could have been, they brought an extra person with them to film. So yeah, but they're not going to send out a camera. They don't even have a camera crew on payroll for diaries. They don't have it. They just send you multiple ring light stands and multiple phones. That's all they
And
do.
what's it called? Selfie sticks.
Yeah, and so that's all they send you. But you're
I
like, so for instance,
will.
if
I
you
will.
call four of your friends and be like, I'm filming Diaries, I want y'all to come film it, you're allowed to do that. You can do it.
So I will give credit in the sense of whoever edited it together, they did better based on this first episode than the previous seasons, because the previous seasons were edited so shitty where you fell asleep. It was so boring. It was like paint drying. But this season, based on this first episode, they edited the footage together that made it more professional looking.
Yeah, this it felt more like we were watching a show than a Instagram story, or no, like a Snapchat story. Because that's how the season usually felt, like you were watching a series of someone's Snapchat stories. But like it felt more like a show, like a put together show this time.
So I'll give the kudos, the rare Shibuti kudos on that for to the Sharp and TLC people. Anyway, so that was good. As far as like, it was good to see Jenny and Summit, the fan favorites.
Yeah, I love Jenny and Sumit, right? They're the, I call them the All American 90 Day Fiancé success story, right? Because I betted against them when they were on the show. I said it would never work. I said that she was crazy, he was crazy, he was gonna break up. I said all types of shit. They're still together. I was wrong. So they're definitely a success story. And I wanted them to move back to California. A year and a half ago, she tried to get him to move back to Cali. He wouldn't do it. They didn't come to the US, but I like that they're still together, and I like that he's trying to get a job, I guess. It's funny because he used to work in a call center back in the day. That's how he met her. Remember, he was working in a call center and pretending to be an American. But I guess he was working in a restaurant as a chef, and now that's what he's trying to get his new job as, because I guess they moved to this high-rise apartment and they're living a better life, and he's worried that they're going to lose it all. So I had this conversation on my podcast earlier. Some people told me that if you move to another country, because Jenny is old enough to be retired, if you move to another country, your social security stops, because it only works if you live in America. And I didn't know that.
I thought Jenny still collects her social security though.
Well, that's the thing. If she does, people were telling me that she is still listing an address here in the United States. If you list an address outside the United States, your payment stop is what people were telling me.
Are you sure? I feel like we should research that
I
because.
mean, we can look it up. We can look it up. But that's what they
I
were.
can look it up. I know here in Canada, like in order to collect pension and social security, you have to be like in the country for at least 6 months at a time. That's why you have so many snowbirds.
All right. Here we
Well,
go.
let's look it up.
Yes, a U.S. citizen can generally continue to receive Social Security benefits while living outside of the United States as long as you are eligible for them and the Social Security Administration can send payments to your location. So,
Yeah.
yes, there is no time limit on how long you can live outside and still receive your benefits as long as you remain eligible. So, that's not true. She is getting her Social Security
Yeah,
payments.
that's my understanding. Yes.
So why are they saying that she needs to get a job? Can't she just pay the rent with her Social Security? Or is that probably just the storyline? That's the
That's
storyline there.
the storyline. So she is getting her Social Security, and that is how she's paying the bills. So, yeah,
Yeah. I think that, okay, so my theory, she's been paying the bills the whole time. Because did you see when they offered Sumit a job? His sister-in-law offered him a job, and she said that it was full time and paid $200 a month.
Yeah, it was like an internship at her market.
Yeah. And I was like, I'm beginning to think Jenny's probably been paying for everything all along. Because if that's what these jobs are really paying, she's obvious. Because let's say she gets a couple of thousand in Social Security in Thailand, or no, in India, a couple of thousand is like 6 or 7,000 to them in American dollars. So she's the reason why they're living comfortably, I'm assuming.
Yeah, I mean, it was awkward when he was calling about the chef jobs, but it's like, how are you gonna? I feel like I didn't know you could just call up a restaurant and be like, you have chef jobs, and then they say yes or no. Like, that didn't seem like a legit job application.
Well, yeah, here you fill out this super long app and then do a assessment, and then there's a process. Seem like there you just call random restaurants and ask if they want to hire you as a chef, which is it's really weird. But I guess different countries do things differently. But he said the main issue was they want someone who can cook anything, and he only knows how to cook Indian dishes. So, and it's like in India, it's crazy that they're looking for people that can cook any cuisine instead of just their native cuisine. Because that seems like, I don't know, that seems like something that not everybody would be able to do. Like, why would an Indian person be able to cook American food or Italian food or Chinese food? So it's weird that they want you to be able to do all of that. Because in America, I can't cook Chinese food. I can't cook Indian food. I can't cook Italian. Well, I can some of it. But like, it's not normal that a person can cook all different cuisines. Like,
It's
not.
probably he's calling like hotels and whatnot, like kind of like chain restaurants type of thing.
Oh, he should just call traditional Indian style restaurants. And because he said he only can cook Indian style food and he would probably easily get a job. But again, this is probably a storyline. He's not looking for a job. That's why he's not calling those places because I'm pretty sure Jenny's the one getting that money.
Yeah, well, because I looked up the, well, I looked up how much, like, let's say a McDonald's employee makes in India. On average, like, they make about $80 to $100 a month.
Oh man.
That's like the
Knew that
minimum.
internship wasn't so bad.
But how much do things cost, though? Like, that's my thing. Cause I was like, if you're only making a couple hundred dollars a month, I'm assuming your rent can't be more than that, right? Or can it be? Like, I don't understand.
Don't know. I guess it depends on what city they're in. If they are in a city like Mumbai or Bombay or whatever. So I guess it just depends on like the city, because obviously a city apartment is going to cost more than if you're in the suburbs.
Wait, the city costs more than the suburbs? I didn't realize that.
Yeah, any municipality that you go to, like let's say New York and Manhattan, obviously that's going to cost more than maybe an apartment in New Jersey, for instance, right? I'm just giving an example.
Oh, I haven't lived in an apartment since I was like 19 years old. So I don't know. Like, I didn't realize that if you live in the city, it costs more than the suburb. I thought it would be vice versa. So that's so interesting.
Should we talk about Chantel?
Oh, you mean Miss Bloated Face? Like Miss Bloated Face? Like Chantel looked like a hot air balloon tonight, guys. She looked like a hot air balloon. Her titties looked like they were double Z's. Her face was like super bloated, like she got stung by a yellow jacket over and over and over. What is going on with Chantel? For
I
real.
don't know. Did you
I
see the
don't
comment that
know.
I posted on your tweet, George? I said, I'm like, she gained the weight that her sister lost.
But is that like real weight, or do you think she got like fat transfer? Like they sucked it out of places. You know how they'll suck fat out of your stomach and put it in your ass or in your legs? Because I was like, I don't, she doesn't look fat. She just looks bloated to me.
Yeah.
So it's almost like maybe she had the fat transferred into her ass and into her legs. But she definitely looked like a hot air balloon. Because I was
Did you know about her birthmark thing before the show?
oh, I didn't know about the birthmark. So that's crazy to me. So she was covering it really well because I've never ever noticed it. That is really interesting. I didn't ever, I mean, we're not intimate together. I didn't see that, I wasn't going down there, but like I never actually noticed that before in real in life because she wears bikinis all the time in public. So like I never noticed it. So that was crazy.
So, do you, it was so was from a guy from a person, I don't know, from a it was is it what I'm trying to ask is like from a guy's perspective, I know it's like a douchey question, but like is her birthmark a big deal or not?
No, it wouldn't be a big deal to me. It just looked like a rash, or something like no, it wouldn't bother me. She made it seem like men said that it was gross and it was a deal breaker. And I can't speak for other men, but I wouldn't have felt that way. It didn't make me feel any certain way towards her or whatever.
Yeah, I think it's like more in with any kind of physical insecurity, it's like it bothers you more than anyone
Yeah,
outside.
that's true. I've had physical things about my body or myself that bothered me, and if other people found out about it, they didn't even know about it. But it's a mind thing. Your mind makes you believe that something is more of a problem than it is. So I think that's what it was. I think when you have a pimple on your face, when you walk out the house, you assume the first thing that people see is this pimple on your face when it's actually the last thing they notice. Sometimes they don't notice until you say anything, but your mind makes you believe that it's like this massive crater growing out of your face that the world is laughing at, but that's not actually what's happening.
True. And then the hair doctor looked like Wolverine, I thought.
Yeah, I saw the doctor. He did look like what's
Hugh
that?
Jackman.
Hugh Jackman. He did. With a country accent. So yeah, I did see that. The doctor did a good job though, because he said that he was only going to be able to remove part of it and he removed all of it. So he actually did a really good job with that. But now she's left with a C-section scar, basically, with no kids. So I don't know if that was a good trade-off. Like she didn't want the birthmark, but now it's gonna look like she has a C-section scar. Not that C-section scars are a bad thing, but if you didn't have a baby, do you want to be rocking the scar? I feel like the scar is like the pride of you showing this is what you went through for your baby. Now she has basically that same scar, but no baby. So
Well, the thought I had in my head as far as the plastic surgery stuff is, when she got her titties done, couldn't she have gotten the earthmark removed during the same time?
well, it depends. So for them to do multiple areas, because general anesthesia, depending on where they have to administer the anesthesia, they can't do it multiple areas because the body can only take so much anesthesia. So for instance, say you need a root canal on your left side of your mouth, and then you need it on the right side on the bottom, and then the left side on the top. They can't do it at the same time. They can only give you the anesthesia on one side at a time. So like possibly she could have, depending on if the areas were close enough in proximity. But if not, no, because people can't go under that much anesthesia because anesthesia can actually kill you. Sometimes people, you can't wake up from anesthesia depending on how it's administered and how much they give you. So technically, possibly, I'm not a doctor. If they could have done, if it was the same generalized area, yes, but they don't usually do that. Yeah, I learned that because I've had lots of dental surgeries. And I needed like three root canals at once. And I needed two on one side. So they did two at the same time. And then they made me come back for the other one because it was on the other side. They're like, we can't give you anesthesia on both sides. So, your body can't handle it or whatever. So, yeah, that's how I learned that.
I mean, do we know if that applies though for like other surgery? Because you're talking about oral. Dental, you're talking about oral surgery, but I don't, do we
I
know if it
think
applies?
anesthesia, it applies the same, I
Okay.
think.
Because I assume like anesthesia, you're just getting, that means you're like knocked the fuck out. And at that point, they could do whatever the fuck they want to you.
Technically, well, they put you under general anesthesia and then they're going to give you anesthesia in the localized area where they're going to be cutting you open. So general anesthesia is going to knock you out. So you
Okay, yeah,
don't.
you're
And then
right.
they're going to locally anesthetize your area that they're going to cut open. So technically, the more anesthesia you put in a person's body, the more risky the surgery gets because the body can't handle a whole lot of anesthesia at once.
True. And so, what did you think of? Oh, I'm backtracking now, but what did you think of Sophie's new boobs?
Oh yeah, they look good. They look good. I like them. They were all oiled up and everything, ready to go. I like them. They looked good. I definitely think Sophie looks a lot like that Muppet that you posted the other day. I saw it even more. I saw it even more tonight. Right? Even more. Like when I saw her with the new boobs in the dark hair, and I was like, damn, she looks so much like that meme, even more than last week. Like it was so obvious. But yeah, I think she looks good. She's still not my type, but she's definitely somebody's type, right? She looks good. I can't hate on her. I can't hate.
Okay, who what other Diaries couples were interesting to you? Some
So Jenny and Samit were there. Oh, did you notice that Ashley was there with Chantel? The rumored to be her girlfriend, Ashley.
Oh, the shoe was in the package seat, right?
Yes, she went to the surgery with her. Did you see when Chantel left the surgery or the waiting room to go into surgery? She kissed Ashley. Did you see that?
I didn't see the kiss, but I saw her in the car.
She kissed her. So, like, not on the lips, but like I think Ashley kissed Chantel on the cheek.
So was Chantel's Diaries episode filmed after the Mexico House?
Oh, I don't know the answer to that.
I feel like it could be. It could
I
have been.
feel like yes. That's my thoughts are yes, because she looks more filled now than she did when she was filming the house. So my guess is yes, but I don't know the full on answer to that. I don't know the exact date of when she filmed it.
Yeah, because I feel like that's when on the Mexico resort houses, that's when the lesbianism started.
Started. That's what we heard because that was where she started exploring the lesbian tendencies. So, I mean, that would make sense. And then the Ashley chick was definitely attached to her and they were together. She just introduced her as her really close friend. And whenever you describe somebody as something other than your friend or your best friend, and there's like other descriptors, I consider that to be,
Indicators.
an indicator that that you're hiding something, that there's something that you don't want to say out loud, I guess is what I'm trying to say. So, because I don't know, she could have just said, this is my friend Ashley, or this is my best friend, or this is my friend from work. She was like, this is my really good friend Ashley, or my really close friend Ashley. And it's like, just say what it is, you know, like, because whenever you use a descriptor word to describe a friend, it's either to describe what they are or describe or to throw you off the scent of what they really are. So I just feel like it's probably that. Like, okay, I had a friend, we went to elementary and middle school together, and the girl actually went to school with us too. And he got sick later in life and got cancer. And he was dating this girl for years. Oh my God, over a decade. And she took care of him up until he passed away. And on the funeral program, it said he left to mourn his special friend. And it said the girl's name. And I was like, just call it what it is. Y'all were together for like 15 years. That was your girlfriend. I mean, I guess he had commitment issues or whatever, but like even in death, he still was using weird descriptors to say what she really was when that was really his live-in girlfriend that literally wiped his ass up until he died. So when she used those weird descriptors, I was like, that's her girlfriend. That's just what I got from it.
True. So on your earlier podcast, what other Diaries people did you talk about?
Oh, we talked about Robert and Annie's story, which it wasn't the most positive or fun conversation to have because it was a very emotional story that they shared with us about their son, Aviel. Wait, was it Aviel or Ariel? I think Ariel, right?
Ariel, yeah, it was
Yeah,
so heartbreaking.
Aviel is Ariella's baby's name. It was Eviel. Yeah. And she told us about his heart issue, the genetic heart issue he went through. It was really hard though, because you know, we've seen this happen with Shida and Bilal. They lost a baby during pregnancy as well.
Well,
And
that was a miscarriage, right?
yeah, this one they lost the baby after it was born, which made it, in my opinion, worse or harder because they brought the baby home from the hospital. Everything was fine. And then all of a sudden they learned of this condition. And so, yeah, it made it much more harder. And you could tell that Robert didn't like talking about it. You could tell that Annie wanted to talk about it. And I feel like when you go through something traumatic like that, the more you talk about it, the better. Because you can't sweep something like that under the rug. Because she showed us like the room where the baby was gonna live and the box, the bag of clothes for the, like, you could tell that this was a very, very open wound for her. So it just was, it was very real. Like, it was a really real scene for me because this is real life shit that they're going through. Like, we talk about fake storylines, we talk about bull crap. This was real. They had a baby they brought home that they no longer have. Like, that was, it doesn't get any more real than that.
Yeah, I think that's a wound that never fully heals.
It never does.
And she's pregnant and she's having another son, and but it's still never gonna be the same, right? For people that have had a baby and lost a baby, life is never going to be the same. Like, I can't even imagine what that's like. And this would have been Robert's, what, eighth child, right? Because he had, this would have been seven, and then this new one would have been eight. Yeah, he would have eight kids, another back to seven. I just don't know, you know. I hope support groups and stuff out there to help parents that go through that, because I'll never understand what it's like to live with that every single day of your life. I don't know what that's like.
True. Remind me, what does Robert do for a living?
Doesn't he own I don't want to say a tow truck company, but something with cars.
I
He sells
believe,
cars.
yeah, he details cars, and he also he buys cars at auction and sells them. Yeah, so he'll get like cars, like, say for instance, you go to a police auction, they confiscate cars from criminals or different situations, and he buys them at auction and then resells them. And he also is a car detailer.
True, yeah. Pineapple Girl in the comments says he sells cars.
Yes, actually, he was having an event here in Orlando. I meant to go. I swear to God, I did. I didn't go. It was he had a bunch of cars that he had purchased and detailed and was showcasing, and he was having a big event. And I said I was gonna go, and some people in the area reached out and they wanted me to go, and we set everything up. And I don't remember what happened specifically, but I didn't go. I want to say I was not in Florida. I was out of town or something went down, but I didn't get to go. But yeah, he's known around the area for getting very nice luxury cars and selling really nice cars.
So instead of flipping houses, he's flipping cars, basically.
Yes, he
And
gets.
Pineapple Girl says he fixes them too. He's always posting about it.
Oh, so he's a mechanic too. Oh, see, that's even better because you can get a car very, very cheap if it needs work, and then he can do the work and then sell it for its full value. So yeah, that's a really a good good business.
Lucrative business.
Yeah,
Yeah, sounds like the talented version of Matt.
That's way more successful. Way, way more successful though.
Yeah.
He's in a nice part of town. He's not too far from me. He's in a nice part of town, actually. There's some rough areas out here. He's in a really nice part of town. He's doing really good.
You know what's funny? This is a super random. I think this is super random. So I think like I'm this is like I don't know how many years ago this was, like 20 years ago or 30 years ago or so, I don't know. Maybe like 20, 25 years ago or some shit, I don't know. But like I remember I was at this like it was like a church camp type of thing, but it was like in North Carolina. And then not really a camp, but like a whatever, a church ex getaway. And then there was a kid there, and he's from Orlando, I remember now. And then he knew how to do like gang signs and shit. Like, he knew how to make, not that he was in a gang, but he knew how to make like the blood sign with his fingers, like bloods. And then he was actually the one, I'm pretty sure it's from Orlando, and I don't know why his memory came to me, but anyway, he was the one that kind of introduced me to like, he was like a huge like Tupac Shakur fan, and he was like way into like Tupac. And then, but I was like, well, I'm more into the Notorious B.I.G. on the East Coast. You know, we're all about Biggie, you know, in the Northeast. But he was like all about Tupac. So the first guy that I ever met that was like a super Tupac hardcore super fan was from Orlando.
Yeah, there's a lot of hip hop, what do you call it, culture here. Like there's a lot of Hispanic culture here, a lot of Spanish music culture, there's a lot of hip hop culture. It depends on what part of Orlando you're from. Like Northern Orlando is where you're gonna find more of the hip hop, African American influence, and then southern of Orlando, like going towards Kissimmee, St. Cloud, and Haines City. That's where you're going to find a lot more of your Latin influence.
Yeah, he might have had the Latin influence. I don't know.
Well, okay, so if you're, I don't, to get technical, if you're, it used to be, it's not anymore. If you were black, you were from Northern Orlando. If you were Hispanic, you were from Southern Orlando area. But now it's super diverse. None of that applies anymore. That's like how it used to be. Like Orlando has gotten very, very diverse. It's not like that anymore.
True. All right, so any other people we forgot to mention?
Think we covered it. Yeah, I think tonight we only got three people on Diaries. With Chantel, Robert and Annie, and
Jenny.
Jenny and Smith. Yeah, and then we're gonna get into sometime in the future, Big Ed, Liz, Rebecca Zied, and his friend that she thinks is his girlfriend. And we're gonna get into Libby and
Debbie.
Ray, supposedly moving to Moldova, and Debbie. So there's a lot that they're going to give us in these eight episodes, right? It's going to be a lot.
We did not see Angela.
No, we didn't see Angela. And, we did see the preview for Ed because we didn't at first. We did see it for Ed. So it is looking as though Angela has not filmed anything since she left that tell-all house. That's how it is appearing. And, they don't film with you. When they're done with you, you expire and your contract expires and then you're cut loose. So the idea that they didn't film with her, who used to be their biggest moneymaker, it's very telling. Because it's like even if they didn't want to work with her, they could have just gave her a 15-minute or a 10-minute Diaries episode. It doesn't even look like they did that.
But then they would have to renew her contract all over again, wouldn't they?
When Diaries airs, she would be in contract. Well, it would be 2 years from the day she start filming, and then after the last episode, it'll be 9 months. So yeah, they would have to restore the contract and start over. But I don't, the contract doesn't mean anything. I keep trying to explain this to people. The contract doesn't mean anything. You don't get paid just for being under contract. You only get paid for filming. So you can be under contract for 10 years and never film anything. You'll never make a dime. The only thing the contract means is you can't film with anybody else.
But don't you get royalties if it's filmed, like if they're showing it in a different country?
Absolutely.
Well, the royalties doesn't matter
No.
if you're under contract or not, right?
Royalties does not apply to reality TV, especially. Well, it does depending on what network you are on, but Sharp doesn't pay royalties. So say for instance, people from season one of 90 Day Fiance, they're just starting to air season one in certain countries around the world. Those people are not receiving a dime. So they're back in the public eye. They're back. They have people talking about them and they probably don't even know why. You don't get a single royalty for, you know how there's something called syndication where a
Yeah.
show goes into syndication?
Residuals.
Yes. That does not apply to any of Sharp's contracts. So these shows will actually be streaming in 50 years from now. They'll still be streaming. You don't receive one penny from the day that you sign the contract, the day you filmed, till the day you die. You'll never receive anything residual. The payment that you got at the end of your season is the only payment that they will ever owe you.
Damn.
Yes, that's why I think it's weird that people are so gung-ho on selling their soul to Sharp. Because I was like, no offense, but Sharp is one, they don't really give you a lot of bang for your buck. Like some people that are on VH1, they're gonna go into syndication. And then when they go into streaming, those people, like some of the Real Housewives, they're gonna get residual income from those shows. Sharp doesn't offer that to anybody. So they're allowed to stream it for on the next 150 years. They just don't have to give you any of the money.
True. What about like so when let's see so when like Darcy and Stacy had their spin-off, Did they get a producer credit or no?
They did get a producer credit. Yes, they did.
But that still doesn't mean any
It
kind of
doesn't bring you into syndication or residual from streaming. No.
does
All of the contracts that they draw up for Sharp, they leave out syndication and streaming and reruns. Any revenue that you would get after the original air date, it belongs to the production company. You can't have any of it.
Yeah, but so anyway, but Matt Sharp himself gets his residuals, right?
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, all the streaming services that purchase 90 Day Fiancé and put it on there, or any network that might buy it after the fact as a residual, or no, as a syndication, Matt Sharp will get paid every penny of that. The production company will get every penny, but the people, your original contract only gives you that lump sum payment at the end of filming. So say for instance, let's say season 12 becomes the biggest season of 90 Day Fiancé ever, and it gets picked up by another network, and it gets even bigger. Nobody from that season is going to get anything other than what they were promised in their contract.
True.
It's kind of a bad contract, honestly. It's kind of,
It
it is. It's a bad. When I realized that no one was getting anything for over, I think the first time I realized it for sure is my bestie and I were on the phone. It was probably 2 or 3 in the morning, and I don't remember what we were doing. And she was like, "Guess who's on TV right now?" And I was like, "Who?" She's like, "Me and Soulja Boy." And I was like, "Lies." So I turned it on and I was like, "Oh my God." And this was like before the 90 days. It was super old and it was just a rerun syndication. And I was like, "How much do you get for this?" And she broke it down for me and she was like, "Nothing."
Nothing.
And I was like, "No freaking way." And she's like, "Yeah, they can stream this show, they can re-air it a million times. You get absolutely nothing."
Is hold on. Well, I don't. I'm gonna text you a question, and then I don't. Look, it's one of those things. If you can't, I don't want you to say on air if you're not allowed to say. But let me just text you a question, okay?
I think I know what you're going to ask me.
Probably.
Well, it's funny because when I go to like Europe and I'm watching TLC, it's a new season, but it's not a new, like it's a new season to them, but it ain't a new season to me because I'm like, I've already watched it.
Okay, yeah. So was that the question you thought I was gonna ask you?
Yeah, I already knew.
True. Oh,
The
yeah.
funny part is I knew also what they sent you
Yeah.
because I was there when they did
Oh,
it.
I'm jealous you got the FaceTime and I just got a photo.
Yeah. And I have to tell you something offline too about that
Yeah,
photo.
people will be able to figure out what we're kind of talking about, so maybe we shouldn't go too detailed.
No, yeah, but
Yeah,
yeah.
let's not and say we did.
Because you're in trouble too, so I have to tell you something later.
Oh, shit, booty. What'd you do now?
I'll tell him later. It's fine.
I don't even want to know. I was actually surprised that you went to a Christian camp or whatnot, or a Christian weekend, to be quite
Wait,
honest.
you were surprised that he did? Wow. Well, Gina, I went to I've never been to a public school in my life. I went to all Christian
I know that about you, but
life.
like,
But wait, but
the
you're
booty
not
doesn't take
surprised
no
by
prisoners. He's just like, no.
but that's the thing, you're not surprised by that. So do you think I'm just some good boy? Is that what you think?
No.
Because
No, you've
when
always said
you
it. You've always said it, like your history and whatnot. So you've
Yeah,
always that there.
George had a very sheltered life.
Yeah.
I did, but I think it's funny because Gina, you said when Shabuti mentioned he went to Christian camp, you were like surprised. But when I mentioned that I was in Christian camp,
Camp.
you never said you were surprised. You kind of just were like, yeah, that checks out.
Just for the record, it wasn't like camp. Like when camp makes it sound like it's like a summer thing. It was more of just like a weekend retreat, like a weekend thing for 1 weekend.
Oh, I went to Christian camps where we were there for like weeks.
It wasn't a week thing. It was just like 1 weekend at some.
Was horrible, Gina. It was bad. I always tell my mom now that I'm an adult, and I'm like, "Mom, you ruined Jesus for me. Like now, I don't even like going to church thanks to you. You ruined church for me. Like I hope that makes you feel good about yourself."
It's okay. I wasted all my Saturdays for a good 7 years. So, going to like Saturday school. And then going to a private school. Yeah.
Sure, I think we hit all of our topics.
Yes.
So.
Yeah, we did. This wasn't a Tom Cruise show, guys. It was okay, but it wasn't what it could have been. But hopefully next week it'll get back to that. And hopefully, I guess after Diaries is when we'll get the 90 Day Single House. I was misinformed. I was told that immediately after The Last Resort, we were going straight into The Last Resort Single House. But they haven't aired any promotion for the show, and it would be premiering the week after next. So I know for a fact they're not going to put a show on without, advertising. So it's not going to happen in a week. So.
Sorry, I might be digging a hole, but why haven't they showed any like commercials or anything like that for like the singles house, like the Mexican house or
Oh, we're
whatever?
talking about them?
Yeah, that's what I was just saying. I don't know. I'm assuming that maybe it's not going to air until after Diaries.
Yeah, but you would think that they would be showing like, oh,
They
after
usually
Diaries, like.
start commercials and trailers 6 weeks out. So if it's 8 episodes of Diaries, then there's 7 weeks to go. So we would start seeing commercials after next week.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, so they usually give us a little 20-second snippet 6 weeks out, and then 7 weeks it'll be another snippet, and then yeah, then or I'm sorry, 5 weeks, and then we'll start getting like a 30-second clip within the next 3 weeks before it airs. But
Well,
since we're so I thought I was told by a very good source that that was what was going to happen, but it's not obviously. So I guess they're going to wait until Diaries ends, and then maybe because the Diaries is going to segue into some of the characters being in the single house. That was my thought too, because I was like, well, maybe they're not fully single yet. So they're going to go on Diaries and be like, I'm single. And then they'll show up on the single house after that.
so when I was watching the tell-all, the section, the portion when they were asking like Rob and Sophie when they kind of were hooking up again, and then Rob was like, yeah, I started dating some like British chick, or and then they were kind of they're fucking, and then they stopped fucking, and then but you know what is like you know what was running through my head was, so there was the whole story that I leaked, where not leaked, but I broke the story where he allegedly banged Jennifer in the pool in Mexico. And then I remember when that story, my story went out and it got all viral, then Sophie got wind of it and she was all like, it raised her ears and eyebrows. And she's like, oh, really? That happened? Interesting. So I feel like really that might have went on. And then when Sophie heard that, then she lost interest in fucking him again.
maybe. I mean, I think that Sophie, she reels him in, and as long as she can keep him, like, I feel like she might have ran into some hiccups with her green card, so she needed to keep him for a while, so she banged him a few times. Like, I feel like she reels him in when she needs him, and then when she doesn't need him, she's bisexual again. So I think that she's much more manipulative than people give her credit for. Like, she might seem really stupid, but I think she's very, very intelligent when it comes to manipulation.
True. I know Lana's here, but she knocked it out of the park last night.
Yeah, can
Yeah.
you imagine that stuck to your window? That's crazy. Oh, also, did you remember tonight where Rob said that Sophie was banging a guy that had a daughter, and then the daughter's mom was the mom? So it was a
Oh my
dude
God, yes.
and his baby mama, and she was banging them both. Did y'all catch that?
Yes, and she didn't apparently know.
Oh, what? Oh yeah, let's go over that again. Like, explain
So
like I'm a fifth grader.
when Rob and Sophie were seeing other people, Rob was seeing the British girl, and Sophie was seeing this guy who had a kid, and she was also seeing a girl who had a kid, and it turns out it was the exact same kid, and it was the kid's parents. She was seeing them both.
Interesting.
Right, and she didn't know that she was banging this
Wouldn't she have noticed the kid's the same
the
kid?
kid's the same kid. That's what I said, because I was like, yeah, I know a lot of times people be like, oh, all kids look alike, I can't tell them apart. But if you were with the dad and the dad's like, oh, I gotta go pick up my daughter, or he comes to pick you up and the little girl's in the back seat, and then you have to look at this person, and then you go to the mom and the mom has the girl in the back, you would have to know Also, if you're dating someone, you would want to get to know the person. So you would at least know the child's first name, because that's like respectful enough that you would at least learn the child's name to call it by name when you see it. Like, there's no way that she didn't know she was banging the two people. Like, I think that she had to have known.
But
Like,
not to side with Sophie. If the parent's smart, like if it's just a fling, they're not gonna bring that other per like that person around unless like it's a sol it's gonna be solid. It's something that's gonna be built, right? Because you're bringing a stranger into your child's life, basically. So when dad had her, then she was banging the mom. When the mom had her, she was banging the dad. So that's my thought process on that.
but like, what if the dad didn't have like a picture of the kid in the house and the mom didn't have, I don't know. I feel like, I don't know. It might be possible for you not to know that you're banging the same, like the parents of a kid and you don't.
The child.
You have to be pretty,
Right.
but you have to be kind of vapid to not figure it out quickly.
Well, right. 'Cause it's like, I don't know. Do usually people who have kids, they at least mention they have kids or even talk about their kids. So, like, but again, there's people like Shekinah who you never know she had a kid. So it's very possible, or Jasmine, it's very possible that, you know, maybe they just acted like they didn't have a kid and she never knew. So that is possible.
True. All right. Well, I think that's a good seg, you know, point to end it on.
For real. So, guys, if y'all are banging people and you don't know they have kids, you don't know them well enough. So, I'm just saying,
The
you
house.
don't know them well enough.
True. At least ask some questions and maybe you'll figure it out.
Find
This
out
is Sophie
something
we're
about
talking about here. Like,
them, right?
oh.
Find out something about them. That way, you don't accidentally bang the kid's mom and dad, right? Like, find out something.
Yeah. True. All right. Well, we'll be back Friday, hopefully, with the whole posse.
Yeah, hopefully everybody will be back. Captain and Coco and me and you will all be back. The gang will be back together. And we'll have some more crazy, strange 90-day news to talk about, because there's just so much, right? There's so much. And there's weird people getting mad at everybody for no reason and blocking people and threatening people. There's all kinds of crap. So we'll have something to talk about.
True. All right. So, yeah, thank you everyone for listening. 90 Fiancé Fridays on a Monday.
Monday.
It's Monday. Okay, yeah.
Yeah,
I almost said Sunday. Okay, yeah.
this is the special 90 Day Diaries tell-all edition.
Yeah, I had to look and see what day it was.
And for the people, real quick, before we end it, if you didn't listen to our Sunday night episode, even if you don't listen to the whole thing, just go to the end for Lana's story, because I was thinking about it earlier today and laughing my ass off.
Yeah, it was a classic Lana story, and if you want to laugh and also be grossed out at the same time, you need to listen to it. Just give it a listen. It was a quick one.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's part of the Lana Chronicles.
Yeah, she's a legend.
And I don't mean like the act was a quick one. I don't know, I wasn't there, but the story was a quick one.
Yeah. Cool. All right. Well, we'll talk to Lana again soon, but it's pretty late on a school night, so we might as well end it now.
Yes, it's late. Everybody have a good night.
Have a
Yep.
good night, everybody.
See y'all Friday. Peace out.
Peace out.